Welcome to the Washington Defender Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, and today we're going to dive into the public square. Hey, we've been looking at our Constitution, the Constitution of Washington State. We looked at the intro, and now we're looking at the preamble. Let's talk about Article 1, Declaration of Rights. And you may not be familiar with the Constitution of Washington State or the Washington State Constitution, but we have one of the best constitutions out of all the states. And the first and foremost, it says in Article 1, Section 1, political power, it says this: all political power is inherent in the people, and governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. Did you get all that? All political power. You can circle that. You can write that down. Is inherent in the people. So as Washingtonians, we have all the political power and it's inherent with us. And that this is important because you've been looking at the times where we've experienced some COVID responses. We saw some government mandates. We've seen people being elected. We've seen some initiatives and parts of the referendums come out from we the people. And you look at this and we understand that it's not that the people are here to serve those who are elected. It is that those who are elected are here to serve the people. See, we're a constitutional republic, and that simply means that we entrust power to other people to steward that well. And so it says all inherent power is in the people, and the governments derive their just powers. So second thing we see is that the powers need to be just. In other words, equal application of the law. For all people, there's not favorites, there's not those that some like and some that don't like, but equal justice for everyone. And the consent of those governed. So they only get those powers because of those who are being governed. They get it from the consent or the permission of from the people. And they are established to protect and maintain individual rights. Notice this, they are not established to give us a welfare state, to give us all these things, but to really to protect and maintain the individual rights of all the citizens, not the illegal aliens, not those who are breaking the laws that are on our land that are not here legally, but we are to protect and maintain the citizens' rights as we go. Now, if someone's here illegally, should we treat them correctly and fairly? Yes, but they also need to be punished for being here and sent out of our state. So they're established to protect and maintain individual rights. And so we're going to look at some of those individual rights as we go. But we just wanted to start with Article 1, Section 1, political power as we get going here today. So have a great day, and we will talk to you in the next episode. If you're new to FPIW, I want to encourage you to download the Washington Defender app. This can be found at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Also, if you haven't checked out our website, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. God bless. Let's go and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.